Hey there, rock stars. Sarah Rockin' Robbins here. Welcome to the Rockstar Recruiting School. You have now entered the wonderful world of network marketing. What a powerful profession. You are now your own boss. You own your own business. You design your own future. You're the CEO of your own company. Now what? Well, the beauty of this profession is that it allows anyone, regardless of age or experience, to own their own company. But this can also be a challenge too. Not everyone joins us as an equipped entrepreneur. Not everybody has business experience. Now again, I do believe that this business should be kept so simple systematically that a child could do it. We're just sharing and inviting. But mindset and management of time and emotions are places where people can often get tripped up. We have to develop an entrepreneurial mindset. Today's session is going to help you to pave the way to the path of ultimate success in this business by helping you to manage your expectations, your emotions, and your time. Because when you have total control over these areas, anything can be accomplished in your business. Oftentimes we hear, treat this like a business and it will pay like a business. Treat it like a hobby and it will pay like a hobby. While most people start this business very part-time, it requires your full-time effort for you to be completely successful. Where does success begin in this business? It begins with you. Have you ever heard people play the blame game? Not any of you, right? But people who share all of the reasons why they weren't successful because of their upline or their downline. But isn't this independent business ownership? The only name on your distributor account is yours. Yours is the only name on your paycheck. So it's important for you to take action and set yourself up for success. On today's session, I will teach you exactly what it takes to begin developing a blueprint for your success. I started this business like most people, working very part-time alongside of my full-time career and commitments. Many people think that teachers work 8 till 3, but I was up at the crack of dawn preparing for the day, and oftentimes working late to wrap up and plan. I was also very actively involved in my church, my husband's business, and many of our volunteer projects. Needless to say, like most, I was busy. I knew that if I were to find success in this business, I had to quickly implement systems and establish hours of operation in order to stay focused and make the most of the little time that I did have available. I took everything day by day, telling myself, if I can do anything for a short period of time to produce long-term financial freedom for me and my family, I can do this. Many of you are probably facing a full-time schedule too, whether it be in your career, raising your family, and with the countless commitments you face each day. It's critical that you learn how to make the most of your part-time hours so you can experience full-time success in your business too. I've heard people say, you can work this business part-time, but not sometime. What exactly does that mean? It means that with the hours that you do have to put into your business, you must be planned and prepared. You must be purposeful. One of the first things most successful business owners do is they establish hours of operation. Building a successful network marketing business is no different. It's important that you set aside a minimum of 15 hours of income-producing activity per week if you desire to duplicate a larger network. Now, if you just want to retail products, you can probably get away with less. But building a team requires more. You can't conduct events, calls, and trainings on just a few hours. Now remember, busy work doesn't count. What is busy work? Well, it's comprised of checking your emails, going on Facebook, cleaning your office, calling your team to motivate them, or refreshing your downline report over and over again to see what your sales are. Income-producing activity consists of two things and two things only. Write them down. Number 1, inviting people to join you in the business. And number 2, inviting people to try your product or service. Now let's break that down into activity and actions. That's inviting people to an event or call to hear more, following up, signing them up as a customer or a consultant, and then helping them to get started. The rest, well, sorry to say, it's busy work. I want you to look at your weekly planner and block out your 15 hours per week now. You must control your time or your time controls you. And we can't complain about our quote-unquote busy schedule. The only person who creates that schedule is you. When setting aside your hours of operation, be sure to include time for prospecting, presenting the opportunity over coffee and calls, or attending local meetings and events. When you bring guests, they're income producing. And then, of course, you can get educated at your team meetings and on your team calls too. If you find yourself at all overwhelmed by your daily commitments, I encourage you to look at what can be cut out, such as long phone conversations with friends, watching your favorite TV programs. Perhaps you can share drive time by carpooling. You may have to learn to say no for a little while so you can say yes to the things you love for the rest of your life. I want you to even look at where you can outsource where it's inexpensive. When I was just starting this business, I hired a house cleaner to come every 2 weeks. Not only did it free me up from doing something I didn't love to do, it gave me a whole extra afternoon to build this business for our futures. It wasn't that I could afford to, I couldn't afford not to. Whatever you do, don't be swayed by daily distractions. If you're serious about your business, you will have to make some short-term exchanges to produce the long-term financial freedom and the rewards that can come with this business. You'll have to have laser-sharp focus, tunnel vision, and be like a dog with a bone. Don't let go. You'll have to be willing to pay the price for true time and financial freedom. Short-term exchange for long-term reward. We will talk about what to do during your income-producing activity on an upcoming session. Now I want to talk about another critical component to success in any business, and that's your personal and professional growth. Let me share with you a quick story. Have you heard the story about the starving baker? Imagine, there's a brand new beautiful bakery built right down the road from you. You can smell it from your house. The aroma of fresh pastries fill the air, where hot, delightful treats would be served all day long. The baker is brilliant. You go in, you get your treat, and you watch him do his thing. It's magnificent watching. He does everything himself. He cleans the tables, tends to the cash register, bakes the goods. He even greets the guests. You start to notice, wow, he's surprisingly thin. And you begin to think, he's so busy baking for others, he's forgetting to eat and he's starving himself. Are you the starving baker? Most of us are so busy that we fall into starving baker mode. We get so wrapped up in our jobs, our problems, the house, the errands, the kids, everyone else in their own matters, that we never push pause and take the time to grow ourselves. We feel hollow and sometimes we feel fake. But you're not fake. What you are is a starving baker. You've gotten so busy, you've stopped growing. But guess what? We've all been there before. Taking time for our personal and professional growth provides nourishment for our souls, and it fuels our minds. It provides wisdom, knowledge, and understanding as we pursue our dreams. It makes us more effective in our lives and, of course, for the people that we influence, our families, our friends, and our teams. If I could encourage all of you to implement one thing today, it would be to plan to wake up each day and just as you eat your breakfast to fuel your body, begin to feed your mind too. You can only go as far as you grow. I like to spend time each morning devoting attention to my personal and professional growth. It's a perfect way to power start my day and to prepare me for new opportunities. I like to end each day the same way. So I'm thinking and believing for positive things before my head hits the pillow. Therefore, I don't start or end my day with chaos, emails, TV, text messages, etc. I feed and fuel myself with prayer. I read the word. I read personal and professional development materials and listen to positive and uplifting music. I even fill in the empty time when I'm driving, listening to training materials and self-growth materials on CD. I make my car a rolling university. I listen to things that teach me how to become a better person and a more effective leader. I'm extremely intentional about what I allow into my mind, my daily self-programming, so I am more effective as a wife, a friend, a sister, a daughter, and a leader. I realize that my business can only grow as much as I do. Now, I wasn't always this way. When I first started this business, I started like most people, a big bundle of doubt and fear. I would allow every distraction to come in and would allow every disappointment to demotivate me. And I had my daily I quit moments too. Now, if you too are on the quote unquote, insert your company name here, roller coaster, the ups and the downs, it's time to get off, refocus, recommit, reestablish your goals and set time to grow and build your belief in this business and in yourself. I used to say things like, nobody's joining my team, or when I was building, everyone's quitting. And wouldn't you know, that's exactly what was happening. Through personal development, I learned that your words are seeds, capable of bringing a harvest in your life, good or bad. My words were either going to be fertilizer to this growing dream, or weed killer and poison it. Personal development took me on a 2-year journey into a deep discovery about the power of my thoughts and words. One of the most critical moments in time that spurred this journey happened during what I call my come to the parking lot moment. You know, people talk about having their coming to Jesus moment. Well, I had my come to the parking lot moment. One day, I was sitting in a parking lot in my car, waiting for my meeting to start. I got a call from one of my mom's friends who was also a consultant in our company. At the time, I was really struggling in my business. You know, I told you I used to be the least highest earner if there was ever a title. My phone rang, picked it up, and it was my mom's friend who immediately opened with, Sarah, you know what's been holding you back? I was so excited. Finally, she was going to give me the magic bullet. She knew the answer. She proceeded, you're doing all of the right things. You're going through the motions, showing up at every meeting and call. But your problem is that your thoughts towards your business and what you're speaking over your team are not aligning with your goals. Ouch. She told me. Now that was one of the most honest conversations anyone has ever had with me. And to be honest, it was the most helpful. It was a defining moment in my life. She was right. I was going through the motions, but I didn't really make up my mind and declare that I was going to be successful, no matter what. At that moment, I made up my mind and I began to change my daily declaration saying, I have the fastest growing team in the company. I will be a top leader and a top earner. Now, at the time, it wasn't true, but these daily affirmations, when spoken out loud, elevated my belief, which changed my confidence, which ultimately affected my odds and created results. And today, it's true. I became the top earner in my company. How did I go from being a shy teacher in my 20s and the least highest earner to eventually becoming the top earner and an empowered entrepreneur? Not because I worked harder. The truth be told, I worked harder on my personal growth than I did during my business during that time. I believe a large portion of my success was due to the fact that I spent 2 whole years studying the power of my words, and I was intentional about my thoughts and declarations. That's the power of personal development. As you prepare to become an empowered entrepreneur, I want you to think about, what are your attitudes towards success? What are you saying about yourself or your team daily? Your affirmations are powerful. What are you thinking? Your thoughts become your words. Your words become your actions. Your actions determine your outcome. Much of our success boils down to our belief in our company, our belief in our profession, and of course, our belief in ourselves, which is why personal and professional daily development are key. Invest in yourself. Someone else may not. Invest in your team's dream and speak life into them, and you will increase their self-esteem. Now, I love the story of A.L. Williams and the book Pushing People Up. He was an impoverished high school coach who had a dream to create unlimited opportunity and to help ordinary people achieve extraordinary things. He took a bunch of teachers and coaches and created a network marketing company that sold life insurance. By year 7, they sold more term life insurance than New York Life, Metropolitan, and Prudential combined, which were over a century old. So how did he do it? Well, he did it through boosting up people's self-confidence, personal development at its finest. Ask yourself, what type of culture do you want to create on your team? Culture begins with you and it starts today. Your words and your actions will duplicate down to your team, and a leader is only as good as his or her team. Grow yourself and your team will grow. Be the leader they are looking for. True leaders can cast a vision and they know where they're going. How do they know where they're going? They plan for it. Do you know where you're going? What are your plans for you and your team? Where do you want to take them? Have you expressed your vision to them? This brings me to my next training tip, the importance of developing your reason why and goal setting. We must focus on our vision for ourselves and for our team, or our reason why, before we can focus on how in the upcoming sessions. Successful people always focus on the end result, while other people get stuck on how they're going to get there. One of the most important exercises you can do as you begin your business is to identify your reason why. What is driving you emotionally to develop a successful business? Your why is your long-term vision for success. How can you know the route to take if you don't even know where you're going? Let me ask you a few questions. If time and money were no issue, what would your life look like? Where would you live? What would you drive? What would your kids be doing? What would you do with your time? With your money, would you have any debt? In other words, what would a successful business do for your life, your family's life, and your lifestyle? I want you to clearly define and write down why you are doing this business, the big picture, your ultimate goal. The more specific, the more powerful it will be. Make it compelling so it causes you to find the time, face your fears, and persevere. Is it to have a college fund for your children, to pay off debt, to buy your dream home, to become more self-reliant? Are you funding your retirement? For me, I wanted to start a foundation for women and children that I would fund fully through my network marketing business. Now, one of the first things I did when I started my network marketing business was create my reason why. I remember working with one of my mentors one day who asked me, "Sarah, what's your reason why?" I told her, "Well, I want to start a foundation for children that's fully funded through my network marketing business. It will provide housing, teaching, and training for mothers and a camp for kids." Impressed, she said, "Well, how much will it cost?" "Millions," I told her. She proceeded to ask, "So how does that make you feel?" I said, "Well, I have to admit, it's a bit overwhelming." You see, my why was so big that at times, instead of serving as a motivator, it was a demotivator. I was so overwhelmed by this big dream that I often felt defeated, which is why it was easy for me that when times were tough, I would just want to quit when I got discouraged. She then gave me the best advice: to break down my reason why into achievable goals so I could celebrate small successes on the way to my big dream. I started a separate bank account that would allow me to put aside a portion of my check each month and do something nice for a family in need. As my checks grew, so did the significance or the impact that we were able to have on others. We sent a mom's young boys to fine arts camp. We covered medical bills. We built a few handicap ramps for people with physical impairments. We were able to give money to many causes that tugged at our hearts. Now I was motivated. Now I was driven by my dream. I've heard people in the industry say your why should make you cry. What that means is your why should move you emotionally, keep you enthusiastic about your business during the ups and downs that any entrepreneur can face. It helps you to discipline your disappointments, not to deviate from your mission. It really keeps you driven by your dream. Everyone has ups and downs, challenges and achievements, disappointments and success. But when you are clear about your reason why, you will continue to be driven by your dream rather than being fueled by your disappointments. After this session, please stop and take time. I'm talking a few hours. And write down your reason why. Most people skip over this powerful step, and I can promise you, it is the most important. Craft a compelling vision for your future, almost like a movie, as if it were happening in present tense. No wimpy words allowed. You can't say things like I wish. Use strong words like I am. No negative Nelly words like, oh, I'm no longer shy. Make strong positive proclamations like I am confident. Include your senses. Describe your vision. What does your life look like? How about your family? Your future? Your home? Your business? Map out all of the people, places, and things that are important to you. Touch on every area of your life. You will know you've accomplished the task when you read it and it motivates you. Now, when you've completed this, I want you to share it with someone, whether it be your spouse or supporters in life or your sponsor in business. And remember, anything is possible if your reason why is big enough. Now, if you're struggling to find your reason why, I want you to be encouraged. You're not alone. And if you don't have this big multi-million dollar mission, don't think it's not good enough. We all have a unique plan and purpose for our individual lives. Recently, I received a note from a gal on my team about her why, and it touched me. I want to read it to you. After 2 years exactly this month, I found my real reason why. In my PJs, messy hair, tired after a busy week with the kids and doing my morning devotions, it brought tears to my eyes to discover that my why is not really what I thought it was, but much, much deeper and exciting. I have literally spent 2 years hearing about developing your why, peeling the layers for your why, teaching my new partners to discover their why, and yet I wasn't feeling the depth of my why. Somehow I managed to go through convention training and leadership summits and still not feel fully motivated by my why. I thought my why was to retire from my real estate career, to have more time and resources for my family. For some reason, that didn't resonate with me in my core and it wasn't enough. I heard Sarah speak so many times on personal and professional development, so I decided to go on a mission, grow myself so I could inspire my team, and learn the true purpose of why I am doing this. She goes on to say, I have been praying for months to find my two whys, why I was given this opportunity when I was, because I'm now busier than I've ever been, and it has always been tough to keep my business hours each week. And then, of course, why I'm supposed to be doing this. I'm excited to say I found it. I realize my calling is to help other mothers with young families to become empowered in their personal and professional lives. Each of us has a divine purpose for our lives, and yet most young mothers that I know are struggling to keep all of their proverbial balls juggled. We begin to feel resentful and like our true heart's desire are not coming to fruition. Or maybe we just haven't had that time to really explore what exactly our heart's desire truly is. We fall into a daily routine and just settle for a life that doesn't feel maximized to its potential. I've always loved encouraging my friends and family and cheering them on in life. So last Sunday morning, it all came full circle to me. In order to propel myself out of my comfort zone in this business, I have to switch the focus off of myself. If I'm not focusing on myself, then I cannot feel rejected or beat myself up that I'm not perfectly presenting this opportunity or recruiting everyone that I think is perfect for the business. If I focus on really reaching out to the women that God has put in my life and just talk to them from my heart, then I will not be afraid. I'm driven to talk to them out of a sense of responsibility and love. By sharing this fantastic opportunity, it gives women and men incredible options to regain control of many areas of their life. The immediate and long-term financial benefits of this business are easy to see and discuss with a prospect. But what I have found is that the personal development, the spiritual growth, and the quality friendships that you attain are far more fulfilling than any paycheck. Why would I not be driven to share this with everyone I meet when I focus on those benefits for them? Wow. Isn't that a powerful letter? Isn't that an amazing story? Now that is motivating. Earlier, I mentioned that my why wasn't always a motivator because it seemed so far away. So I had to break things down a bit and focus on more bite-sized goals. Equally important to writing your why or your long-term vision is setting up short-term goals along the way that allow you to celebrate more immediate successes. This ultimately helps you to pave a path to you recognizing your dreams. Successful people always have an end goal in mind, but of course, those little baby goals along the way. Goals are dreams with deadlines. Where do you want your business to be at the end of this quarter? The end of this year? What titles do you want to achieve? What bonus programs or incentives are you working toward? Write down what they are, when you want to achieve them by, and put that date in your planner, and then share them with your sponsor to strategize on the how, an action plan. What will it take to get there? Whose help will you need? And what daily activities will you have to implement yourself and with your team to achieve that goal? I encourage you to create an incentive for yourself or write down what the incentive rewards are that you're running for that the company's offering. You'll push yourself if the incentive is good enough. Create visual reminders by posting pictures of what you're working toward. I have a goal board for all of the things in my life that I'm working toward and all of the things that I'm praying for. You can even create a constant visual reminder by taking a quick snapshot of what you're working toward or who you're working for and put that picture of your family or that goal on the home screen of your smartphone. Then each time you pick up the phone for a prospecting call and the phone seems to weigh 10,000 pounds, that will serve as your motivator. Paste pictures in your planner so when you look at your planner for your long day's agenda, instead of being overwhelmed, you'll be motivated to take action and forge ahead when you're reminded of your goal, when you're reminded of your reason why. If you're running for a trip, put a picture of that place where you can see it. If it's a company car, get your fanny down to a local dealership and take a picture of yourself in that car and post it somewhere so it serves as a daily reminder of what you're working toward. When you visualize something and focus on it daily, it will increase your belief, it will keep you committed, and it will happen over time. One of the keys to achieving a goal is to share it with someone, whether it be your spouse or your sponsor. But I want to recommend to you today that you get an accountability partner. Choose someone else in your company who's committed to remaining positive, who's collaborative, and who's working towards something similar as you. They don't even have to be on your team. Set a weekly talk time with them to inspire one another and share best practices. And of course, celebrate your successes. That's your little and your big victories. Social integration is powerful. Processing with positive people allows you to discuss and apply what you're learning. So put it on your to-do list, get an accountability partner right away, and start goal setting with them. It's up to you to create the vision that inspires action, which ultimately leads to accomplishment for you and your team. My last tip from the top is to play the part. You've heard the old saying, fake it till you make it. Well, I want to encourage you to play the part of a successful, savvy entrepreneur. This includes setting up a professional voicemail on your phone. Create professional profiles online and clean up your social media sites. No goofy, strange pictures, okay? Make sure your website's listed. Create a professional email signature that includes a link to your website and get business cards right away. Last but not least, dress the part. You never know when you'll meet your next power player and where. What do you want people to think of you when they call your phone? What do you want them to think of you when they receive an email reply from you? Or if they happen to find you on Facebook or meet you in person that day? If you want people to believe they can be successful in joining you and your business, you have to play the part. Act like it. Look like it. Because you are successful. You are an empowered entrepreneur. Well, there you have it. I hope you feel empowered because you truly are. You can do whatever you put your mind to, but it starts with you and your belief. I believe in you. Now it's your turn to believe in you. For more training and resources on personal and professional development, or more resources on building your network marketing business, check out our website at sararobbins.com. This concludes session 2. We'll see you on session 3 on products. You're going to learn how to develop a large and loyal customer base and ultimately use this to catapult you into building a savvy consultant base. Rock on, rock stars. See you on the next session.